Okay, Rabbi Yisai, this is a tricky sugya. This is really a tricky sugya. There's hard sugyas and then there's tricky sugyas. This sugya just has tricks. So we're going to try to just undo the tricks and try to get it. It's not really that hard. You just have to try to go step by step. And then Beis Hashem and Siyata D'Shemayim, we're going to try to understand. So right now we're on the bottom of Daf Hei Amid Beis. We've been plowing through, trying to figure out, do we hold Migud HaChashad HaMam and HaChashad HaShavuasa or not? The Gemara started off with this because we spoke about the Shavuah of our mission is Kidei Shelo Yehei Kol Echad Ve'echad Hoylech V'Toykev B'Talisa Shel Chaver V'Yem HaShaliyu. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Hoylech V'Toykev? That sounds like Chashad HaMamana. Chashad HaMamana Shel Chashad HaShavuasa. Says the Gemara, no. Migud HaChashad HaMamana Chashad HaShavuasa Loy Amrinan. Or Chashad HaMamana Loy Chashad HaShavuasa. Different girsas, different Lashonis, Rashi and Tosfos. Al-Kopan of the Gemara is now setting out to try to prove that. Brings the Gemara went from Shavua Diyai Raisas, went through a bunch of Shavua Diyai Raisas, Shavua Zmoidim and Mikzas, for example, Shavua Zashayrim. Now the Gemara is moving on to a Shavua Midin Rabbonon. Says the Gemara, we're on the bottom of the Amid Daf, Hey Amid Beis, Amar Avhuna, Elohad Amar Avhuna Vashbiras, and Shavua She'enor Birshusoy. So just to understand what's going on. You have a Shomer, and the Shomer says that something happened to the animal, and he's willing to pay. Rashi says, Shilem v'lo rotza lishava. He says, I'm willing to pay you. So don't worry about it. I'm going to cover your losses. Everything is okay. So he's willing to do that. Says the Gemara, he has to make a shvua she'enoi birshusai. Why is that? It's not really a shvua in the Torah. The shvua in the Torah, shvua sashaymim, is other things. We'll see that hopefully tomorrow. But he makes a shvua she'enoi birshusai because we're afraid maybe this shomer decided that he really wants, he covets the item of his friend. He wants to keep it for himself. He's happy to pay for it. He just wants it, right? Whatever it is he likes, I guess it's not easy to buy, or else what, he would just go buy it himself. But he wants it. He's going to pay full price to the guy who gave it to him to watch. He says something bad happened, but don't worry, I'll pay you. We make him make a shvua she'enoi birshusi. Because we're choshesh, maybe it's in his reshus. Says the Gemara, Elohad Amar Rav Huna Mashbinas Shavua She'enoi Birshusoy Nemei Migud HaChashad HaMamana Chashad HaShavuasa. Now, if the item is in his reshus, he's got the item there. He has the pikadon. The chayr is a flat out what? Gazlin. Ganov, you call whatever you want. Says the Gemara, Hasam Nami Moira VeAmar. So he doesn't have an ishtamute over there, but he has something called a moira heter. Moira heter is similar to ishtamute. The thing that they have in common is, it seems like at least, that in both of them he's not going to become pasul edus. So ishtamute is the pshat, even though really you should be paying, he just is saying, look, I'll pay you later. And moira heter is, even though you should be admitting that you have it, but I'm giving you money anyway. He's moira v'amar. He's being married and says, I'm giving him money. So now here goes Rav Yisai. There's an interesting thing in the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hasam Nami Moira V'Omar. What does Hasam Nami mean? This is the first time we're seeing a Moira Heter. Before we saw lots of Ishtamutes. Why is the Gemara saying Hasam Nami Moira V'Omar?
Hasam Nami that it's not Chashad HaMamon.
What?
Hasam Nami that it's not Chashad HaMamon.
Hasam Nami that is not Chashad HaMamon. So it's interesting. Rashi doesn't seem to have the girsa Hasam Nami. Rashi says Hasam LeChashad HaMamon Demayra Heter. What would be Hasam Nami? When I want to expand on what I'm from. He's saying. What do you say, Max?
You can say I'm based on a base that there was.
That's going to be hard to pull back to Beis on the Beis. It's a nice tushtel. I like that. But what Max is suggesting is just like the Moira Hetra on Beis on the Beis, Moira Hetra over here. But to say the Gemara is holding cup, not everyone holds cup like Max, like Matan Chaim. Not everyone can do that. But Pashtus means Hasam Nami, just like Ishtamute, also Moira Hetra. David, what do you say? What's the Hasam Nami? Hasam Nami Moira Vamar. What's the word Nami mean? Hold on a second, let me make a brocha.
Maybe you
can
say Ishtamute is also Moira Heter. That he's lying
in Bezdin. So, Ishtamute is kind of very similar to Moira Heter. It's definitely very, very similar to Moira Heter. We use different languages. I'm gonna go in that type of direction. But perhaps what's happening here is as follows. Well, I would say like this. They work similarly. I'm not going to use the exact words Shua says, but they work similarly. Ishtemute is, even though, is it an avera to be ish, let me ask you a question. Is a person allowed to not pay back and put and say, you know, I'm going to pay later? Is he allowed to do that? No, you're not allowed to do that. But he is ishtamute, so he, you know, he's pushing him off, even though really perhaps he's overly sigzo by saying, I don't owe you anything. But look, what can I do? I don't have any money. Now, does it mean doesn't have any money? Does that mean that he has $0 to his name? No, it just means he doesn't think he has. He could sell his Armani belt if he wants to, or he could sell his Lexus if he wants to and buy himself, Rachman al-Atzlan, buy himself like a Chevy or something like that. He could do that, but he doesn't have anything extra. He doesn't have money. He feels poor. It doesn't mean that this person has zero money. We even said, even if he's got money in his pocket. Remember that we said yesterday, those of you here yesterday. If he's got money in his pocket, he can still be Ishtamute. So the part is, he is not, it's similar to Marihetta, like Shua said. What he's doing is wrong, but he justifies. Marihetta also, what he's doing is wrong, he's just justifying. It's just a different type of justification, but it's the same idea. That this Gemara is saying a similar type of thing.
One's doing something, that would be the Marihetta. Like, I'm taking the money for you, but I'm being Meyer-Hetter, I'm allowed to.
Right.
One's just not doing something.
Correct. There are different. That's why one's Ishtamute and the other one's Meyer-Hetter. But both of them, I would say what you're doing is wrong, but... And therefore it's awesome. Maybe that's enough to be Hasam Nami, which is similar to what Avrami said. Hasam Nami, you're not calling them Chashan HaMamana. Hasam Nami, it's the same type of thing. However, there is two girsas, two Lashonis in a Tosfos that are important to know, Tosfos in Sanhedrin, that understands that the Gemara's teretz of Moira v'Omar doesn't mean that what he's doing is wrong, just he's justifying. The Gemara means to say, you are not over loisigzol. He does not have the aver of loisigzol. If you pay money, and you just take the item, you're not over loisigzol. When the Gemara says, Moira v'amar d'mekei avina, the Gemara means to say, there's no lav of loisigzol. He's not choshed amomano because he did not do an avera. It is not an avera to pay someone and to take his item. And I can explain it to you, my friends. Explain to you the svara there. The svara is, based on a Yisoy that we like to say over, I don't think I said it to any of you, Reb Chaim Stamps. Did I say that? I said it to Rabbi Yarishir. Reb Chaim Stamps. Reb Chaim is a Meridik Ashayla. Frech to Reb Chaim the following thing. What's the din if a person has two stamps? This is vintage Reb Chaim, my friends. This is the Spitz Reb Chaim. We just lost Reb Chaim's Zeinikel. This is like the classic Reb Chaim. Doesn't get more classic than this. A person has two stamps, and each one is very precious because they're the only two in the world that are like that type of stamp. Each one is worth $10,000. Someone comes and steals one of the stamps. And as he's trying to get away, the stamp gets ruined and is destroyed. He gets caught. Now, is he chayiv to pay? Of course, why not? I'll tell you why not. Because now the other stamp just became a one of a kind. It used to be two of a kind. Before, each stamp was worth $10,000. Now that stamp, which is a one of a kind, is now worth $20,000. Is he chayiv to pay or not? In other words, his net value went down how much?
Zero.
What did I take from him? I took a stamp which was worth $10,000. So and the act of stealing I did, but how much loss did I cause him? I didn't cause him any loss. Says Reb Chaim. What? If he didn't, but he does. If he didn't, then I caused him a damage. I didn't.
Isn't
that
how you look at stealing? What you have to
do back? So Reb Chaim famously said, it's not gedrukt, it's not written anywhere. Reb Chaim said, it depends if it's ganav or gazla. Okay? But let's assume gazlan for a second. Says Reb Chaim, there's no gzeilah, there's no mamon. The gzeilah is on the mamon, it's not on the heftza, it's on the mamon. It's on the hefzid. If I pay him, I didn't steal anything. I'm not over the sigzol. I didn't steal anything. Why? Because now I have his item and now he has money? Okay, but la maisa, he didn't lose any value. The same way by the stamps. He says, what do you mean? He doesn't have a stamp anymore. But he's got the money. Over here, I'm giving you the money. I'm not over those six. So according to this, the Gemara's Teretz, according to the Tosfos that we said, Tosfos over there in Sanhedrin, if a person pays and takes something, he's not over on Loisigzo. When the Gemara says, Hasam Nami, well, I wouldn't use the Girsa of Nami. Hasam, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Hasam, Moirav Amr Dmeko Yavinale, the Gemara means to say, he gave money and therefore he's not over Loisigzo.
So there's no issue,
what? No, well, see, the Gemara is going to ask, maybe there's Loisachmite. So he's going to ask, maybe it's over Loisachmite. Well, the Gemara asks Loisachmite. We'll see. At this moment, no Loisigzo.
Still doesn't swear falsely.
What?
Like, you'll still be over eight isser swearing falsely. At the end of the day, you will be over some isser.
No, no, we're talking about before. The Gemara says, Migur Chashad Amamana, Chashad Ashvusa. We're saying, how could you let him swear he's anyway over on a lav? He's not over on that lav. You're right. If he would swear, he'd be over on his first aveira. But it's not chashed amamana, chashed shvuah. So you're saying he'll end up swearing falsely. That's why we put a shvuah on him, so he doesn't do this.
In case the stamp, so why just go to and rip it? What's the difference? He didn't have a loss, so why would it?
You're right. In a chanami.
So I can go over to someone and be mazik them as long as he doesn't lose.
Yes. Yes.
What does that mean?
You were mazik him. Were you mazik? We know you weren't. You didn't lose a penny. He lose a penny. Why is that magic? You didn't lose a penny. You didn't lose it. You should have done it yourself. Now you only have one point. I only have one stamp to watch. Before you had to watch two stamps. Now you only have one to. What?
Maybe it's more than 20,000.
Maybe it's more. Now it went up. Now it's, you should pay me.
You could only lose one.
I'll call upon him. This is a whole different shot in the Gemara, Rabbi Sai. The Gemara is saying now that there is no gzela. It's very different than ishtamute. Ishtamute, I'm not paying you right now. There is a loss of money right now. I'm saying I'll pay you tomorrow. Shkoyach, tomorrow. I don't know. I'll pay you in 3 years. I'll pay you in 3 months. That's, you can't do that. For sure there's a gzela. Over there, the Gemara is saying, okay, he doesn't see himself as a gazlan. He's ishtamute. Over here, the Gemara is saying, there is no gzela. I would take out the word Nami. And Achanami Rashi isn't gurus the word Nami in our Gemara, perhaps. Perhaps. However, yeah. Frecht, the Sefer HaKrisus, the Beis Lechem Yehuda of Dvir brings down. So why does the Gemara say, the Gemara says, Moira va'amar dveka yavinale. Why does it say Moira va'amar? It's not Moira va'amar. Moira va'amar makes it sound like he's being Moira heter. We're saying it's true that he's not over in the Aveira. Says the Sefer HaKrisus Pela de Kazakh. Listen to this. He says, let's say people didn't know, before you walked into this year today, someone would have asked you, you steal something and pay, are you a Gazan, yes or no? What would you have said before this year?
Yes.
You would say he's a Gazan. So let's say this guy thinks he's a Gazlan. So now in his head space, was he over Gzela already?
Yeah.
Yes. So is he going to be willing to swear falsely? Yeah. Even though we know he's not a Gazlan. But if he thinks he's a Gazlan, then we have migud chashir amamina chashir shvusa, because chashir amamina means, is he prepared to do a gzela? Yes. How do we know that? He thinks he's stealing, even though we know he's really not stealing. But he doesn't know. Maybe he doesn't know that. So therefore, the Gemara has to say that people themselves say understand. No, it's his mayor. He says that it's not an avera. If he thinks he's over an avera, even if it's really not, there's still going to be a din of chashad amam and chashad
shmosa. So why is the person Moira? He's not being
Moira.
He knows he's stealing.
No, he's not stealing. He's Moira of Amar means he says it's okay. He says it's okay. No, it's not okay. And he says it's okay. That's right.
But most people think it's stealing.
We know. That's what we're coming to say. Even people realize he's Moira himself and realizes he himself decides it's okay. It's taco okay.
Even though that is okay.
It is okay, but we would think he doesn't know that. He also knows that. Okay, it's a little bit of a stretch in the Gemara, That's what it says in the Sefer Akrisus. He says the following. In other words, the din, I'm saying a very big chiddush here. The din of migud chashad amamina and chashad shvusa does not mean that he acts to be really chashad amamina. He has to think he's chashad amamina. It's about a person's self-perception. Migud chashad amamina and chashad shvusa. I believe that it could be Reb Kivegel or not like that, but at the moment, in other words, if he sees himself as a ganev, so then he's going to be willing to swear falsely. Listen, I already stole. No, you didn't, but I didn't know that. So if he thinks he stole, he'll swear falsely also. That's why the Gemara has to say he realizes, that's what Meir of Amar means, he realizes he's not over on Lois Sigzel. Now the Gemara continues. Now remember, Rabbi Isai, we have two of him shot him in the first line of the Gemara. It's going to give us two of him shot him in the next line of the Gemara. Was the Gemara saying he wasn't over Lois Sigzel? Two pshatim in Tosfos that we said, Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Either the Gemara is just saying that he's Meir Heter, Hasam Nami, just like Ishtamute. Over here is also there's a Meir Heter, but Avadi's over the Aver. Or no, there's no Aver if you pay money. The Gemara continues and says, Amar Lei Rav Achami Diftoi L'Ravino V'Ocho Avra Lav D'Loi Sachmoid. Eyes over the Lav D'Loi Sachmoid. Says the Gemara, Le'sachmoid, without money. So now the Gemara is asking that forget about the lav of Le'sigzoil. Okay, maybe he's not chosh on lav of Le'sigzoil, but what about the lav of Le'sachmoid? Is it mutter for a person to covet someone else's item? So Enoch and Amir, you're saying he took this because, and he's paying money, he's not of Le'sigzoil, but what about the lav of Le'sachmoid? Says the Gemara, le'sachmoid le'inchi b'loy d'mei mashmalahu. Over here also, we're going to have the same shaila. Is this person going to be over on the lav le'sachmoid or not? Does this mean that le'sachmoid really doesn't exist, even though there is, he gave money or not? It's going to depend on the two pshatan that we just said before. Is the Gemara saying there is no le'sachmoid? Or is the Gemara just saying that that people, or people don't think that there's a le'sachmoid? The chayyur that's going to depend on the two pshatim that we said before. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "Amar Avuna l'kaman be'amafkit gabe shilein v'olaratz lishava." Amar Avuna imbal l'shalem mashbinos in shvua she'ena b'shusoi chayshin et shamayim nasan boy. That's the shvua. We're afraid even if he's coming to pay, he makes a shvua because maybe he put laid his eyes on it. Says the Gemara, Hasam loy chashir amamana. Over there he's not chashir. Demayra hetera lemeimar demay ba'ina lemeisav. He's Mayra heter to say I want to give money. Did he give the money yet?
Nope.
No. What is demay ba'ina lemeisav? I want to give. I'm going to give. Now, my friends, if a person has not yet given the money, and he takes the object, is he over on Lois Sigzel / Lois Achmoid?
Yeah.
Rashi says, Dumei ba'ina lemeisav, I want to give it, but he didn't give it yet. So if you steal something, you say, you know what, I'll pay him for it in a month from now. Were you over Lois Sigzel? Yes. So according to the way that Rashi's learning the Gemara, Rashi says, first you swear, and then you pay. Sounds like from Rashi the way it worked, which makes a lot of sense.
That's like Ishtamute, no?
What?
That's like
that should be like Ishtamute. Right? But we were saying that maybe there's no Gzela. Well, how could you say there's no Gzela over here? If first you swear, and then only afterwards you pay. The Choyer B'Shas that he's swearing, you're going to say he's a Goslin. Bezin's going to say, okay, you can keep it. He's only paying afterwards.
So every Ishtamute should be
like
that, no?
Every Ishtamute is a Gzela. It's just that in his head he says, okay, it doesn't bother me because I'll pay him later. I don't have the money. What can I do? He doesn't see himself as a goslin. But over here, lichura, if we're saying that he's going to swear before he pays, why is he not a goslin b'shas that he's swearing? Lichura, the answer has to be as follows. When a person swears in Bezdin, will Bezdin allow him out of Bezdin without paying? Is he going to get out of Bezdin without paying? Is there any way of him keeping this object without paying? Even though he swore. She'enu b'rishusi. No. So once he is in Bezdin, it's as if he paid already. Because he's going to have to pay. If a person says, I'll pay you in a month from now, that doesn't mean anything. Why? Because we're not in Beis Din. But if a person's in Beis Din and says, I'm going to pay you. Now Beis Din says, okay, all you have to do is swear and you could leave, but you're going to have to pay. If you don't pay, we're not letting you leave Beis Din. So that's called as if he's already paid. It's in Beis Din. Therefore, it's as if the person had paid the money.
What does that mean? The whole reason for the takana is that we don't want you stealing. So if this guy is actually like a good guy, and we're saying, okay, swear, Shana Bershusi,
right.
And he's like, actually, I have it. We're going to say it before that, it was as if he considered as he paid for it. Before that happens.
If he doesn't swear, so then he never.
But I'm saying up until he swears. Rabbi's right. Saying Bashas Maisei should be a Goslin as he's swearing.
Right.
But it's as if he paid. But the whole point of the Shavua is that if you have it, you don't swear.
I understand. But let's say. On the tzad that he has it,
yeah.
When he makes the shavua, is he a Goslin? On the tzad that he has it, when he makes the shavua, is he a Goslin?
And he takes the shavua.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the nigla chashem al chashem shavusa, saying no because he's paying, but he didn't pay yet.
So that's what I'm saying. How can you say he paid if really the whole shavua is to get him out, is to give him the thing back? That's the point of the shavua.
But on the tzad that he's a ganav, right?
Yeah.
So. It's not going to be a geneva because he's going to pay for it. So the shvua is not facilitating him taking it without paying. It's like he's locked in to pay already. It's almost like he paid already. So ala tzad that he's stealing, it's still not a gzela.
So I'm saying, but even in a case where he doesn't swear, it's as if he paid already. That's what we're saying. We're saying it nothing to do with the shvua. The second you walk into the bezdin and you say, I don't have it, or it's not in my rishus, before you swear, it's as if you paid.
No, only if I say I'm going to pay. You know what I say? I don't have it. If he says, I am paying, even though...
I understand, but I'm saying, and then he says, I'm going to pay. If
right.
The peasant says, swear Shana Bershusi.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. So
right.
As if you pay...
It's only... I copy the Xela, it's as if he pay. He's not getting out. He's not leaving here without paying or producing the chayfets, right? He's not getting out of here. Either he's paying or he's producing the chayfets. So there's no Xela here.
At all.
Yeah. Okay.
But when does the gzela happens before he walks into bed? He steals it before he.
He didn't steal it. He's a shomer.
Yeah, but then he's kosher.
Yeah, but it's not gzela until he makes the shavua, because Bezin doesn't believe him and he didn't do anything yet.
This is good time. I'm making the shavua because I'm afraid you stole it already.
No, I didn't steal it. I'm holding it. The stealing is when I'm going to walk away from you and say, and the moment of stealing is the moment that Beis Din believes me. Now I'm walking away and taking it. Up until then, I'm your shomer.
So
I'm your shomer up until then.
So till you swear, you're not chashuv. So I can make you swear.
No, but with the shvua, it's going to be the gzela. The gzela is going to be with the shvua.
But there's no problem to be mechayev your shvua, because when I'm mechayev someone's chashuv or shvua.
But again, if the svara of Choshen Amam Choshen Shvuasa is, if he's willing to steal, he's willing to swear, so this person with the Shvuah is doing a Gzela, so what's the point of making him make a Shvuah? Because Al Tzad that he's stealing, so then he's going to do all these things together. It's not because he doesn't have to be stole already, it has to be that with the Gzela.
So he's been willing to swear from before Bezdin already.
But it doesn't make a difference though.
So it's Choshen from where before that?
No, because he didn't do a Gzela yet. The Gzela is happening with the Shvuah.
Yeah, but he's gonna steal. He's going to steal from way before he walks into Beis Din.
He's not. What do you mean? He's not stealing.
Before he walks into Beis Din, his mindset is, I'm not going to give back to you.
We have to. It's too deep for me.
Maybe how's it gonna make him swear that what?
That's Ein Bishus
Sai. And then after he swears that,
then he pays, and he, and that's it.
Let's just say I'm gonna pay in a month. I don't have money right now.
Or is it Shine's already paid?
What do you mean he paid? He didn't pay yet. So
he's chayev to pay.
Okay, but he didn't. He's chayev to pay. He didn't pay yet.
Hasn't won't let it go.
Yeah.
I mean, so like, and he's just saying, I'm going to pay for it later.
I don't know. Rabbi Aaron Leib assumes that Harenim Mishalim is enough. I don't know. The way that we're saying it with the Reb Chaim, L'chori should have to actually pay. It's not enough to just say Harenim Mishalim. I don't know. It's an interesting question. I don't know. Okay. So let's see. We finished the Rashi. So it's Rashi. Yokavra alav doloi sachman. Mali choshed aloi sachman. Mali choshed aloi sigzol. Neim vino choshed alei choshed hashvuasa. Gemara says beloi dmei mashmelu. Says Rashi. Says Tosfos. Beloi dmei mashmelu. What's Tosis' question? Now that you're telling me that the lav of loisachmoy is only when he doesn't give money, but if he gives money, he's not of loisachmoy. So where do you have loisachmoy more than loisigzol? You're already over loisigzol. So what is loisachmoy adding to us? What is loisachmoy giving that loisigzol doesn't already give? So let's understand. First of all, says Reb Devir, is loisachmoid an emotion? If a person is jealous of someone else, is he over loisachmoid? Clear from Tosis, you're not over loisachmoid. Because if you were over loisachmoid for being jealous, so then you can't say tepik leme loisigzol. Loisigzol, you're only over if you do what? You take something. The sachmud you're over just by being jealous of someone. What do I see from Tosfos? And this is also in the Rambam. The Isra Loisachmud is not just to be jealous. This Loisachmud is to be so jealous that I take it from you. No, it's not just the feelings of jealousy. It's when the jealousy ends up going to the point where I actually steal it from you. Okay, that's Gzela anyway. You're anyway over Loisigzol. You're anyway over Loisigzol. So we thought maybe Loisachmud would be even if We thought maybe loisachmoid would be even if you give money, you're over loisachmoid. And guess what's the only if you don't give money. But now that our Gemara says loisachmoid is only beloy demei, and if you give money, you're not over loisachmoid. So says Tosfos. So then, what's the point of telling me bechlal's love? What is loisachmoid adding bechlal? Loisachmoid is the same exact thing as loisigzol. Azayf rek Tosfos. Yeah. So Rabbi say, let's understand. How does Tosfos learn? Does Tosfos learn that there is loisachmoid if you give money, and it's just leinchi to people? It appears like there's no loisachmoid. Or does Tosfos learn that there's really no loisachmoid? Says the Marsha. From Tosfos' question of tepik lemi loisigzol, I see that Tosfos understands that this is really the way it is. There is no loisachmoid. There is no loisachmoid in the case when a person gives money. So Tosfos says, if there's no loisachmoid, so then what do you need the pasuk of loisigzol? If it's just a person in his brain is thinking that, so what do we Tosfos' question? Tepik lemi loisigzol. What does that mean? This is just a person's warped perception.
So, what's the Gazlanim? You have him, that's the only case
of Gazlanim. See, my son lives in such a Lamdisha world that even the Gazlanim are big Lamdanim, and they're thinking, how can I say that this is this? Because what about that Pasuk? And then he's going to have. That's a lot. It's true that Rabbi Kivega learns like that, but there's some very, very Lamdisha people. The Marsha assumes the Gazlan is Nishta Zoy Gorsa Lamdin, okay? He just says, well, I'm not over Lissachman. Tell me, then what do I need to Psukim for? And Lamdin over. Marsha assumes that Tosfos is saying, this is the fact. Tosfos actually changes the gears in our Gemara. The Gemara says, beloy d'mei mashmaluhu. Our lush of the Gemara is, le'inchi beloy d'mei mashmaluhu. It's the way it's mashma the people. Tosfos seems to say, it's mashma that there's no damim. That's loisachmoid. You're not over loisachmoid if you give money. You're not over loisachmoid if you give money. What about loisigzoil? Are you over loisigzol if you give money? According to Tosfos, no. The same way you're not over loisachmoid if you give money, you're not over loisigzol if you give money. That's why Tosfos asks, if you're telling me loisachmoid is beloy d'mei, so then what do I need loisachmoid for? In other words, I understand if loisachmoid you're over even if you give money. Then loisachmoid is for money, and loisigzol is if you don't give money. And those are the two. But now that you're telling me loisachmoid is identical to loisigzol, both of them are only if you don't give money. So then what's the whole point of the lav of loisachmoid for? We come out, Rabbi say, with a moira dikazach. According to Tosfos, loisigzol is if you're not over if you give money. Loisachmoid, you're not over if you give money. So Frek Tosfos, so then what's the point of having a lav of loisachmoid? Says Tosfos, V'yeshleimer laver alav b'shnei lavin. It's in order to give you that you're going to be over on a second lav. Frekt asach achroinim over here. It's the oyle Yeshua. We have it. Rav Kalmanovich. He says laver alav b'shnei lavin. What's the point of making a person be over on two lavin? What's the point? Why would we do that? Why do we want someone to be over on two lavin? Anyone? What?
It's super scary.
I really want you to think about it.
Because when somebody's jealous, it'll be more likely to steal.
Anyone have another reason why?
If you get patched once, you get patched twice.
Lava lo tre lavim is, there's a halachic nafkamino, tell them to be over two times. What? Bal. So when do we say lava lo tre lavim? Says Toisvis later on over here. In our Masechta, maybe it's not. Is it the Rav Kalmanovich? Hold on a second. No. I'm sorry. It's not the Kalmanovich. The Minchas Chinuch has the question. The Mitzvah Lamed Ches says that Tosfos later on. Tosfos Adav Samach Aleph says the only time you have Lavin Lavitrei Lavin is if there's going to be Malkus. That has to be a reason. That has to be something that tangible that comes out of the Trei Lavin.
It's tangible in Shemayim. People are experiencing.
Hashem will deal with Shemayim.
That's what I'm saying.
And what Avera? Hold on a second. Lo Sirtzach, it only says it once. That's not a bad Avera?
No, it has to say it twice?
Why does it have to say it twice? What? Let me tell you a rule in Chinuch, Beis Hashem, when you have children. Don't say something twice. Because when you say it twice, that means that the first time they don't have to listen to you. That's what it means. You say them, did you hear what I said? Don't say it again. Well, that's not it. What are you saying? The first time wasn't good enough. So says Toises, that's not. Toises says, unless there's something tangible, there's no point to lava lo betray lavim. Can't say the same thing twice. What's the point? Frechtim in Chas Chinuch, over here, are there malchus? When someone steals something, is there malchus? No, why not, Akiva? It's a lav, nitek, nitelat, nitashlumik. Person steals, there's a lot of different reasons why maybe there's no Malkus over here. So if there's no Malkus, so then why do we have Lava Lava Trey Lavin for?
It's two different things. One, Gesigzo is the Maisa of the Gzela, Lissatman is the
Thor
of the Jalas.
Hold on.
You do the action.
I'll prove it to you, you can't have Lo Sachman without Lo Sigzol. If you can have Lo Sachman without Lo Sigzol, then Toises' answer should have been Lo Sachman without Lo Sigzol. Toises says Lava Lo Betray Lavin, which means you're right, there is no point in having Lo Sachman, but we're going to have two Lavin and two Lavin is good enough. The Shaila is, but there's no Nafkamina. Azoy Frektim in Chaschinach. Zokta Maisachia, we have it here. I'm going to give it out. You can have it. He says a Mordechai Teres. I'm going to give it out to you afterwards. Wait, you know what? Give it out now. Give it out. It says the Maisachia Mordechai Teres. He starts with the following Rambam. He says, Machloikas Rambam and Raivin. Why don't you get Malkus on Loisachmoid? Loisachmoid. Says the Rambam because it's a Lav She'ein Boy Maisa. Ask the Raivin. Raivin says, I don't remember the exact Lashon. Ein lecha tois gadol mizu. It's like pretty heavy. Can you pass me one? Yeah, I got it over here. I'll take yours. It's a heavy language. The Raivin writes, Loira isi teima gadol mizeh. I never saw something that doesn't say tois. Loira isi teima. I never saw something as shocking as this. It's a lav shein bo maisa. What are you talking about? You're only over lo sachmoid if you take the item from him.
Hold on,
take the item from him. So that's a lav sheyesh boy maisa, says the rabbi. Why call it lav sheyin boy maisa? Loi reisi teima gadol mizeh. You need a maisa. If it was a lav sheyin boy maisa, Tosfos' question when it's Tosfos' says typically like sigzal. What do you mean? The Sachman is without a Maisa. Obviously, the Sachman is only with a Maisa. So we see that you need a Maisa. The Rambam himself says you only have a Sachman if you take it from someone. What's Pshat in the Rambam? Says Allah, the Achroinim, there's a Kalim on the Rambam the following thing. What Akiva was saying, Akiva was screaming out there, says as follows. What is the lav of Le Sachmoy? Is it the lav, is the act of taking? Or is it that the feeling, the desire, the urge to have someone else's thing, which was so strong that I ended up taking it? So maybe the Avera is the emotion, but the emotion has to be so strong. What's the sheer? What's the level of that feeling that has to be so strong that it even got you to take it from him? But if I would pinpoint where the lav is the lav in the hands or is the lav in the heart? Kiva says the lav is in the heart. In the heart. So it's a lav she'eva maisa. Now, I suggest that the Ravid agrees. Just the Ravid, that doesn't make a difference. The fact is you offer this lav with an action.
Yeah, also,
right?
Why does it make a difference if you give money back? The whole lav is that I took it from you.
Right.
We're saying there's no lois achmud if you give money back. There's actually
right.
No lois achmud.
Right.
Why would that make a difference that the lav is really the fact that I...
No, because maybe it's only to have the emotion of taking it without paying. No, it has to be that strong. Not in economy. That's the question. No, the point is like this. I am not so out of control that I'm going to take it from you without you paying me. I'm still in control. I'm like, listen, I really want that. Sorry, I can't have it. Oh, come on. I really want. Come on. You know, if I negotiate with you, that's not Lusachman. Lusachman is I need to have that, and I'm just going to take it from you. That's it. It's like you're out of control. If I pay you, it's like not fully out of control. Says the Rambam, the lav of Lo Sachmoy is the emotion. It's the emotion. Memela suggests the Achroinim, based on Yehuda and others, maybe that's the answer to the Kasha of the We said it's lav lo betray lavim. We said it's identical. So they're not really identical. Why not? Because you're right, maybe they look identical, they smell identical, but the lav of Lo Sigzol is a Maisek Zela. The lav of Lo Sachmoy is the Hargosha. It's only over with the Tanai of the Maisa. So they'll end up always be over on the two at the same time. So betray lavim. Yeah, but the Maisa, it's not the identical thing. When did the Tosfos say you can't have two lavim identical without a nafkamina? Is if it's really the same avera? But these are two different averas that happen to overlap. It's not the same avera v'chlal. My Sharon doesn't like it, and neither do I. And I'm going to blive with a kasha. This is my kasha, as follows. Says the Maisachia the following interesting thing. What happens if I go into someone's house in the middle of the night and I see he has there a dog? I want to steal his expensive dog named a...
Poodle.
I guess we'll do a poodle. Okay? I'm dragging the poodle along with me. Here, poodle, come, poodle. Right? And I'm pulling on the poodle. Right? And I pull the poodle along, and I never actually lift the poodle. I don't go from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim. I go straight from one Rishus HaYachad to the other Rishus HaYachad, which Mashiach doesn't work.
My life difficult.
And my chatzar is a chatzar she'ena mishtameris, right. So I can't be kind with chatzar. Was I over Lush Sigzol?
Yeah, you caused
it to leave. I can cause something to leave Rishus. You can't be over Lush Sigzol without a Maisik Zela. Maisik Zela is either Hakubo, Meshicha, something like that. What? I went from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaYachad. He's my next door neighbor. So I didn't go to Rishus HaRabim. There's no Kinyan Meshicha, no Kinyan Hagba, no Kinyan Chatzar, no Gzela. You're not over Lish Sigzol in that case.
dog.
Would you be over on loy sachmoid? What?
Yeah.
Yes?
Well, you never took it. You never coined it. Of course not.
I was never coined it. But what does loy sachmoid have to do with me coined
it? As far as we know, you don't have it.
What does loy sachmoid have to do with being coined it? Loy sachmoid has to do, I have to take an, I do an act of taking something because I'm jealous of it. Says the Maisachia, l'chayra, you're going to be over loy sachmoid. You're not over loy sigzol, because loy sigzol, you need kinyanei gezela. But loy sachmoid has nothing to do with gezela. Loy sachmoid is not coveted and do an act that, so then you're going to be over loy sachmoid.
What act did he do?
He took it.
I took it.
You could be take something.
It's an act. It's not a kinyan gezela, but it's an act. You can't say it's not an act.
You have in mind you don't want to be kind of messing. You took it.
It's not gezela even though we lost money.
What?
Even though we lost money by not having.
Yeah, it's not a gzela. Yeah, yeah, sure. Let's say I help someone else's animal out of his rishus. I'm not a gazlan, and we lost money, but it's not. You have to do a mice gzela. What about if a person steals? What about if someone steals someone's slave? And I choose that muscle intentionally. He steals someone's slave. Is he over on loy sigzo?
No.
Why not?
Question.
Why not?
Slave is always
going to
be his.
Because
you're not
kind of. Why not? Because karka. Because Eved is hookish la karka, and karka ain't an exalus. So Eved is ain't an exalus. What happens if you covet someone's slave and you take it? Are you going to be over on loy sachmoid? I think so. It's not ain't an exalus. What is loy sachmoid? Do an exalus.
Yeah, but you got taking the own master.
There is a custom that you're not over on loy sigzol. It's a din in gzela. The sachmoid's not gzela. What are you talking about? L'shitascha. What are you talking? Sachmoid has nothing to do with gzela. It's a totally different lav. It's a lav about the emotion. It has nothing to do with that. It's not called a maisa. It's a, for sure a maisa. I picked up the eved as big as I could. It's a maisa. Why not? So Avadah should be over loy sachmoid. So sakum techois says the maisa chia. He says this. I'm not making this up. Is there a difference between loy sachman and loy sigzo? Can you be over loy sachman without be overing loy sigzo? Yes. If that's the case, then I'm sorry. Then Tosis's answer is not adequate. Tosis says, why do we have loy sigzo and loy sachman? Lav lo betray lavim. That's another reason. It's because you can have loy sachman without loy sigzo. Why does Tosis have to say lav lo betray lavim? You can have loy sachmoid. It's gemulta case where you have loy sachmoid without loy sigzo. He steals kark, he steals an eved, he steals, doesn't do a maisa kinyan. So he doesn't say that. So that's why I'm a little not sure about this teretz. Though the lumdus is good. So a kitzur rabbi said, we went through the sugya loy sachmoid. There seems to be major machlokesim over here on exactly what the gedder of loy sachmoid is. And this is the what Tosfos speaks about. Let's just finish up the Tosfos and then we'll end. Says Tosfos, Vim Toimer. Vakiyav dmei nami chamsin havi. Kinemuch shali akoinis. Vachamsin pasaladis. The siv atoshis yadcha im rasha liyos eid chamas. Says, when he gives money, he's still a chamsin. Everybody said, what aveira is it to be a chamsin? Is it like sigzol?
No.
No, because he gave money. Is it like sachmoid? No. So what aveira is it? And I don't think it's any aveira. It's not an aveira. So he's pasul eidus and he didn't do an avera. Says a bachar choshev Moshe Rabbeinu. It's yeah, he's a mushchis. He's a low life. He's over on. He's not over on the kedushim to you, but a person can be a rasha even though he hasn't done an avera. You're taking other people's stuff. People are saying, what? It's okay to take other people's stuff? No, it's not okay. I'm not over sigzo. You're right, but you're a bad, evil person, and therefore you're going to be pasul eidus. He's mabul chevra. That's what they are. They're mabul chevra. That's what this is a very bad person. He's going to be postulated, says Tosis. For what Avera? For no Avera. Just for being a bad person. That's his Havamin, at least. Tosis Maskana. Tosis, he's postulated. Postulated, postulated, shvuah. Chalahani, the choshim, postulated, perik by bar, postulated, shvuah, the perik on his bond. The Ishlaimer, Chamsin, like postulated, Elamidrava. No. Tosis, no, no, no. It's not such thing as being postulated as a Chamsin. Maybe Tosis holds, you have to do an Avera to be postulated. And this is a psalm. Enochanai midrabanan, we passel you because we consider you a low life. But to be passel midiraisa, you have to actually be over an avera.